Good morning. Or rather, good night. Either or. One is as good as the other in this situation, don't you agree? Now, how are we feeling? Comfy? No? That's nice. Why, you're here now, of course. Where else would you be? Not there, then, that is for certain. And there's a bit of a problem, you see. I wasn't exactly expecting guests, and I do so hate surprise visits. And that brings us to the big question, doesn't it?
What brings such a vulnerable and easily breakable thing like you so far out to a place like this?
Oh, wait, don't tell me. You're a journalist, aren't you? Here to interview little old me? No, wait, that's not right. You don't have the right pen. A shame. I thought my advertising campaign finally started to bear fruit. Lost, then. Strayed off the beaten path in search of a shortcut to your destination. Oh, no. Yes, I got it. You're an explorer. One of those little rubble crawlers who get their kicks from playing the dirt and rocks of places long abandoned. Yes! That's the correct answer, isn't it? No? Yes?
Doesn't matter. While you're here isn't the point, is it?
Me? Well, it's about time you started asking. Quite rude of you to wait so long for introductions. I'm honestly a bit put out. Why, if I weren't such a gracious host, I would scalp you for the indignation. But I am, so I won't.
Oh, shut up. It's only your shoulder. I said I wasn't going to scalp you. I never said anything about stabbing you. Be thankful that's all your rudeness earned you.
Now, your question. Your cute, narrow-minded, insignificant little question. I am Hysteria. So nice to meet you. Really, it's my pleasure. I'm getting really pissed off, you know?
I can only take so much insult. When someone is so gracious enough to share their name, it's only courteous enough to give your own, don't you think? On second thought, I don't actually care.
What I do care about, however, is that you don't seem to be enjoying yourself. I give you the best seat in the house, grace of my attention, and even stuck you with one of my best knives. And all you've shown for my hospitality is a pitiful yelp. Where are the screams, the laughter, the applause? It's enough to drive women to a rage. Let you go. After all I have done to bring you into the spotlight, you want to leave? Of all the worthless pigs walking this damned earth, I give you the spotlight of my focus and you want to leave? Am I not good enough for your amusement? For your pain? Fine. You can stop your pitiful begging. I can take a hint. I've lost my touch. I'm washed up. A sham. A mere shadow of my former splendor. Unfit to stand upon the stage any longer. Oh, there's nothing, for me to do but fade into obscurity where I belong. Farewell, my dear. Remember me fondly. Think of me whenever you feel your arm ache. Goodbye, Monsieur.
Did you really think it'd be that easy?
Hello, old chum. It's been a bit, ain't it? How's the family? Finished that degree you were working on? Got a haircut? You said it! You said it! Ooh, you finally said it! Spoke it, uttered it, projected it, asked it! The question here has never been, ooh! Oh, no. How dreadfully and horrifically silly of you to ever have considered that. But what? What is so much more powerful of a question than who? Names are so weak, so shallow, so hollow. I could say my name is Frank, and that'd be it. There's nothing to a name, not how you know it, at least. I could be Frank. You could be Frank. Everyone I have frozen in my locker could be Frank. There's nothing unique about being a name. But being a what? That is so much more. I am the laughter that hauntingly rings out from the dark. I am the guffaw that rumbles the rafters with the pleasure of sweet suffering. I am the nervous chuckle of the recently scared. That sweet, sweet moment of innocence where you shuffle around for that feeling of security you held so dear but a moment before. I am hysteria. What the fuck is that look for? Yes, I'm aware that's the same word I introduced myself with earlier. I happen to have been there when I said it. Mortals. The difference here is context. You should always consider the context of the thing. For example, when I say break a leg, it is important to consider the context. Are you about to give a performance? Or am I hiding a hammer behind my back and, annoyed with how you keep interrupting me with your stupid, confused face, about to literally break your kneecap for ruining my dramatic reveal? Now what did we learn? That's right. Now, context. The difference, my sobbing, newly crippled friend, is that what I gave you before was taken as a name. And I don't think I need to repeat what the issue in that is. But now, it is presented as a thing. A lovely thing. A beautiful, splendid thing. Something vibrant, energetic, and so lovingly unpredictable. A thing that is me. Listen, buddy. I'm an entertainer, not a teacher. Do you see a chalkboard anywhere? Are you sitting in an increasingly uncomfortable chair or a desk? I'm not going to give you a lecture to take notes on. Now, we come to the next
What? What am I to do with you? You're quite dull, even for a human. Unfit to be part of my performance, let alone the stage, and I am not in terrible need of more props at the moment. I suppose I could just kill you, couldn't I? Oh, my dear. That was rhetorical. But I thank you for the attempt. It was quite cute to see. But even in crying for your life, you're subpar. Though I applaud the passion you put into it. I think I'll keep those tear ducts of yours when you're gone. To remember this moment. Perhaps those eyes, too. They are, after all, quite... quite...
Oh, I see. How could I have missed that? Now I understand. How fascinating. How exciting. You could have said something, you know?
Really, you should have. I look quite foolish now, and not in the way I like.
Your purpose, of course. The reason you're here. Oh, how cruel your fate must be to have delivered you to my tender care. You humans were not gifted a kind god, were you? Don't worry your empty little head about it, my dear. Not when we have so much to look forward to. You may keep your eyes for now. You'll need them. You think? And I might need that chalkboard after all. What did I just say about worrying? You should learn, and quickly, to pay attention to what I say before I decide to carve my words into that empty skull of yours. You get to live, but I wouldn't celebrate that. What's been planned for you is something far, far worse than death. I am gonna rip apart everything you've ever known until there's nothing left of you inside. I am going to teach you, show you, enlighten you. I shall rip away one of the few blessings you mortals have been given. And when I'm done, and I promise you this, you'll wish I just